Welcome to the Kanakuk Institute podcast, where we continue to equip leaders with biblical skills for a lifetime of ministry.
And welcome back into the Kanakuk Institute podcast. With you, as always, Keith Chansey and Chad Hamps. Jason Lightfoot working the mics for us this morning. Keith, we're still in this series on spiritual gifts. Excited this morning to talk about a spiritual gift that is incredibly important to the body of Christ, and yet sometimes undervalued gift. Talk to us a little bit about this gift we're going to talk about today.
Oh, my word. Chad, I am so excited about this gift because, you know, I remember I want this gift. You know, I kind of get mad at those that have this gift because I don't have it as good. You know, my gift is the gift of exhortation, but that doesn't eliminate me from wanting this gift, so I do desire it. But it's not natural to me to shepherd people to come alongside. The word, you know, a shepherd is the Greek word poimen, and P-O-I-N-M-E-N, and it just means coming alongside. And so when you think about this, I think the first scripture that comes to mind is Psalm 23. Mm. And the great thing about that, it says, the Lord is my shepherd. And when you think about that,
it's like a slam dunk,
oh my
right?
Gosh, we can't lose on that one.
Yeah.
So why do you not want this gift?
Yeah.
You know, because it's such a great gift that people just go, man, I love that. And what he says is, I shall not want. He makes me lay down beside green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me. He gives me his power for his name's sake. I mean, he makes me walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I fear no evil. I mean, you just look at this. He prepares a table before me. He's anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. His loving and kindness will guide me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I mean, just think about that.
Yeah.
That is a list. That is a who's list of what a guy with the gift of shepherding does.
Yeah. 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 It's weird when you think about shepherding, and I don't mean weird in a bad way, but you picture this person of like great, immense
yep.
strength.
Yep.
And at the same time, like this gentleness
oh,
to just lovingly nudge yep. us through life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk about, I know you've been around so many people in the church that have this gift.
Yeah.
Talk about the church without this gift.
Well, you know, the church without this gift, it's a church that's going to flounder because the heart of the church is shepherded. Because when people feel shepherded, when they feel there's somebody there guiding them, who leads them, who makes them lay down, who restores their soul, this guy is a girl that comes in there, and what they're doing is they're making people really feel validated. How are they making them feel validated? Is they're just coming alongside. They're putting their arm around you. Hey, let's sit down. Let's play cards. You know, let's drink a cup of coffee. Hey, let's go take a drive. I mean, they're really in your life, and they're maximizing the gift of loving you.
Yeah, and I just picture, they seem to always know
yeah,
when
do.
Somebody needs to be shepherded.
Yep. Yep.
They always seem to have this great balance of like, okay, I need to walk them through the valley of the shadow of death. You know, like they understand.
Yep.
There's times for gentleness. Who has been a shepherd, or maybe one or two people in your life? You're like, man, this person has the gift, and what an encouragement to all of us.
One of my dear friends is a guy that is in a church called The Bridge down in Ruston, Louisiana. His name is James Skinner, and James Skinner is one of those guys. You go, man, if I needed something right now, and my heart was kind of hurting, I would call James because what I know James would do is he'd come alongside. He's a great listener. He really comes alongside, and he asks pertinent questions that make me feel validated, and he makes me lay down beside quiet waters. He makes me think. He makes me fear
slow,
no evil.
Slow down.
He just slows me down.
Yeah.
And he constantly, you know, he's teaching people how to cook. He's teaching people how to make a steak. He's teaching people how to read their Bible. He just lives at a different pace than I live, and I love that because he absolutely slows me down.
Mm.
Oh, it's such a, well, and James is one of those guys that everybody wants to be around him. Everybody says he's their best friend because he's that guy that makes everybody around him come alongside, feels loved, that feels like that big old 6'4" body just soaks him in, pulls him into them, and just hugs him.
It's good. You mentioned one passage, you know, in the Old Testament. Now, I know a passage you and I both love to teach,
oh, man.
John chapter 10.
Yep.
and the good shepherd, and the idea that the shepherd know the or the sheep know the shepherd's voice, and they come to him. Talk a little bit why that passage has been meaningful to
well,
you.
Well, you know, that passage is so meaningful to me because we know the shepherd's voice. You know, I have a dog, and his name is Tex. And yesterday was really kind of funny because I was down on the lake, and there were some people watching me, and I get out of my golf cart, and I'm going down to the lake, and several students are seeing me with my dog. And Tex immediately jumps out, and everybody's going, "Hey, come here," and he won't listen to him. He runs over to me. He sits down. I said, "Lay down." He lays down, and they're going, "Man, how do you teach your dog like that?" Well, my dog didn't just become that type of dog.
He didn't come out like that.
Yeah, it took a lot of time of coming alongside of him, loving him, making him feel validated, and that dog began to understand, my master loves me. Mm-hmm. He takes care of me. He feeds me. He takes me on runs. He takes me on rides to the golf cart. There's nothing that that dog wouldn't do for me.
Yeah.
Why? Time.
Yeah.
Energy. Effort. And so that passage means so much to me because I see that's exactly, I learned how to train a dog by looking at what the scripture says.
Yeah.
But it didn't just stop there, because that goes now to everybody that I come in contact with. You know, when you take time with people to say, "Hey, what are you memorizing?
Yeah.
Who are you discipling? Tell me about what are you learning?
Yeah.
What are some areas of your life that you need to clean up?" I mean, it's amazing. That's what a shepherd does.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not hard.
It's really not hard.
It just takes time and care about people.
Yep.
One of my favorite things about that passage, and I didn't know this until you first took me to Israel, was you know, the fact that in America we watch, you know, cow herders or whatever,
right.
And in America we drive from behind.
Yes.
But when you go to the Middle East, when you go to Israel, the shepherds are so known that they actually walk in front of their flock.
That's right.
And they literally, just like you said with your dog, just make sounds or whatever. And the sheep literally know the voice of their shepherd so well that they won't get caught in the snares of the traps around them.
And what that shepherd's doing is he's actually making sure they don't get hurt.
Yeah.
He steps on that rock before they step on it. He makes that climb before they make that climb. He takes them where they need to go because he knows it's safe.
Yeah. He leads them beside still waters.
Yes, he does.
Through the valley of shadow of death.
And you know what? If one of them gets out of line, what does he do?
Yeah.
If there's 100 sheep, he goes after the one.
Yeah.
And I like that because that one is the one that's in trouble. He may even have to say, "You need to quit going off because you're going to get eaten by a wolf." And he has to discipline them. And the problem with a shepherd having to discipline someone is sometimes people don't like us disciplining them.
Yeah, yeah.
But when a shepherd does it, it seems like they respond well. When I do it, they don't respond as well as I or you do it, you know, because our gifts are a little different.
Yeah.
But we're supposed to do it.
Yeah. Talk about the trap for the shepherd, especially in the comparison game. It feels like the shepherd gift in particular could be overlooked, undervalued, underappreciated.
Yeah.
What's the trap for our shepherds that are listening?
Well, shepherds, when you're out there and you know this is, you kind of look at that list in Psalm 23, John 10, what you begin to do is you say, "This is what I am, and I love to come alongside." The negative is you're going to be overly concerned for people. You're going to get your heart hurt.
Yeah. Carry their burdens.
Yeah. Because you do. That's just what you do. But it gives you hope because you're much more of a prayer warrior because you go, you're going to try to fix people. And we are not the fixers of people. God is. Mm. The Holy Spirit is. And great shepherds that I've known are those that really have an incredibly vibrant prayer life, because they're seeing God do what only God could do. Because people really do disappoint.
Yeah.
And we have to be careful that our acceptance of people is not based on their performance, but it's based on I'm going to love them no matter what. And so, shepherds, get ready. Disappointment's out there, because where there's people, there is woohoo. And so when that happens, you just know that I got to clean up the messes.
Yeah.
And that's what we do.
Yeah. What's your encouraging word for the shepherds and why we so desperately need them to use their gift and to not worry about other people's gifts?
Thank you, shepherds, for coming alongside. Mm. Thank you for slowing the pace of the world down. Thank you for being that person that makes us feel safer. You lead from the front. You're not afraid. You take us to places that are still waters. You take us to green pastures. You make us lay down. We're going to sit down. We're going to have a cup of coffee. You're going to find out how I'm doing, and you're going to really mean it. So thank you today that you do that well, shepherds.
Yeah, you make life
more enjoyable. So fun.
Yeah, that's a good word. And if you're listening today and you have that gift of shepherding, we need you. The body of Christ needs you.
Yeah.
And thank you, like you were saying, for what you bring. So we're going to continue this series.
Yeah, we
still got a handful more spiritual gifts to talk about. And as always, if you have questions that you would like for us to deal with on the podcast, Keith at Kanakuk, yep. Chad at Kanakuk, hit us up with an email, shoot us a text. We'd love to tackle some next topics for
and if listeners. Y'all have been enjoying this, we sure would love to hear about that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in once again to the Kanakuk Institute podcast, and we'll see you again next time.
Have a great day.